Hey, girl.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Hey, y'all.
What's up? Happy Monday. Welcome back to Girl.
Yeah, welcome back to another episode, y'all. We're proud to be here for episode 7. I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about some fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I actually feel like we haven't recorded in forever.
Me neither. Like, we just recorded last week, but it doesn't feel like...
This week has been so long.
It has, and school has just made it so much worse. I'm just like, go away.
Yeah. Yeah, this week has just been crazy, emotional, exhausting.
I agree. All
the things I can think of.
I 100% agree with you on that. Should we go ahead and jump into personal problem time?
Yes, we should.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yay. Okay, you go first this week.
Okay. My personal problem, I guess I would say it's still really hot outside. And, like, it's September, and so I feel like it needs to start cooling down a little bit. So I can, like, wear a sweater and leggings and, like, fuzzy socks and be all cozy. But instead I'm having to wear, like, tank tops and shorts because it's still, like, 100 degrees.
Yeah, same here in Georgia. Like, the weather is – it sucks, man. My mom got a headache because of the weather. It's that hot outside. It feels like 101 degrees. Yeah. Okay, my personal problem – oh, I got shots this week, and it hurt, and now my arm is, like, still sore because I slept on it, being the dumb person I am. So that's my personal problem, is my arm hurt.
I got shots this week, too. No fun.
It's not, and then I have to get my finger pricked. Whatever it's called. Yeah, that also this week. So that's my personal problem for this week, y'all.
Let's start off with this. Okay, so I was listening to music yesterday, and I was like, okay, like, let's listen to some throwback music. So I was listening to Hannah Montana for a little bit because I was driving around.
Ooh.
Like, okay, so listen to Hannah Montana. Then I was like, oh, I listened to Starstruck, the Disney Channel movie one, and it was like so good, and I was like, oh, let's listen to some Jesse McCartney. So I'm pulling up Jesse McCartney's Apple Music profile thing, and the picture they have for him on there, he looks so bad. I'm gonna send it to you to get your full reaction right now. Okay.
Oh my god.
I'm sending you what his picture looks like. He looks like he's pooping his pants, kind of.
Ew, what the heck.
You see it.
Okay, it hasn't sent yet.
Okay. Yeah, it's still sending. But when you see it, you're going to... Oh, okay, it just sent. Why does he look like that? Like, it's not a flattering photo of him.
It's not hot. Like, he looks... Oh, my God. The way you made him seem yesterday was like, oh, my God, he's such a hottie. But looking at this photo, no go.
I don't know if this is true, but I feel like he might have gotten some plastic surgery, like some Botox, because you know how you can tell, like, under someone's eyes when it just looks very firm? Like, I feel like he got some stuff done, but no hate to Jesse McCartney. Like, he's a cool dude. Anyways, that was all I had to say about Jesse McCartney. I just saw the picture of him, and I was like, we have to talk about this because I'm just... really shocked by how he looks right now.
Yeah, that's a really funny picture. I didn't think I was gonna laugh. I thought I was gonna look at it really weird, but
be like, funny. Oh, it's not that funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny. Okay, right,
we're gonna take a little break and we will be back. Okay, Amaya, you know how much I love crime and, like, missed and, like, you know, crime stories and true crime and stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty obsessed with Criminal Minds, if you ask me.
Yes, I love murder stories and just everything like that. So I've been listening to this new podcast called Sword and Scale. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm. No, is it true crime?
Yeah, so it's actually the longest standing true crime podcast. It combines 911 calls, interrogation audio, and it tells you the real life stories that chill you to the bone, like for real.
I'm going to listen to that. That sounds so interesting. I love listening to 911 calls, especially if they're super scary.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about Sword and Scale first, though. So I practically invented a podcast genre back in 2014. Years before other true crime podcasts became popular. The host of Sword and Scale is Mike Boudet, and he expertly narrates each shocking episode to fully immerse listeners into a carefully crafted real-life story that proves that the worst monsters are real, which I completely agree with. Like, humans are pretty freaking scary. So yeah, you definitely need to listen to it, though, because you're going to love it just as much as I do.
I'm going to listen to it. I'm excited. Wait, that's awesome. His last name is pretty dope. So I'm really interested. I'm going to listen.
Yay. Can't wait to listen together.
Yeah, totally.
Sword and Scale is available bi-weekly on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe today and leave them a review. That's Sword and Scale, also available at swordandscale.com. Subscribe today and give it a listen. Sword and Scale, proving that the worst monsters are real.
2020 has been the year to remember, from the onset of the coronavirus pandemic to social injustices that spark outrage and demand change. These all share a common theme. They are top concerns of public health, and they are areas where many women are acting leaders, using their voices for improvements in health and quality of all life for all. So if you like hearing about all of the badass things women are doing on a daily from me and Paige, then you will definitely enjoy the deeper dive into these topics on Public Health for the Culture, hosted by Olivia, a public health professional. Public Health for the Culture podcast merges trending topics with the different areas of public health. So tune into Public Health for the Culture podcast that will educate you on all sorts of topics with the added humor of host Olivia. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and all other platforms where podcasts are found. Also follow the podcast on Twitter at The Real Pub Health and Instagram at The Real Public Health. Guys, go make sure you check them out. You'll find amazing information from the host Olivia, and I adore listening to that podcast, and I know you will too.
Okay, we're back. And now we're going to talk about TikTok. You know it. You love it. And you spend way too many hours watching it. Like, I'll be like, okay, I'm going to go to bed early tonight. It's like 10 o'clock. I'll just watch TikTok for a few minutes, and then I'll put my phone down and go to sleep. Next thing I know, it's midnight. I've been on TikTok for 2 hours. And if you think about it, okay, so each TikTok is around, like,
30 to 60 seconds long.
Yeah. So let's just say the TikToks we're watching are like 30 seconds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2 a minute. Okay, there's 60 minutes in an hour. So we're watching 180 video. Yeah. No. No. 120 videos an hour.
That's ridiculous, but no, that's, but I feel like they're all, oh my, wait, if you, like, think about it hard, it's like,
so, like, some of them are shorter, so you're watching, like, even more videos. Some of them are only, like, 15 seconds, 10 seconds.
Really, like, if you think about it, we really be spending 60 minutes of our time watching videos.
Of people doing stupid stuff.
Right, and we never get tired of it.
But it's always new stuff,
right? And it's like, I feel like I learn more on TikTok than I learn in school. Like,
yeah,
100%.
Oh, a big trend thing going on right now on TikTok is that apparently it's not appropriate to say "aw, thank you" to a guy when he like compliments you. But like, okay, so like, Yeah, apparently guys don't like it when you say that, but like, what am I going to say? If I don't like you, I'm not going to be like, oh my God, thank you. You're the best person in the whole world. I'm going to be like, oh, thanks. Like,
yeah. Here's the thing with that. So I feel like, that's nice to say, because I feel like if you don't, some guys may take it as, oh my gosh, she's rude. She didn't say thank you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think it's fine that you're saying thank you, or you don't have to say the aw. You can just say thank you. Like, I think that's, I don't think it should be bad or anything.
Yeah.
I think it's fine.
Yeah. Another thing I've been seeing is the model face, how to get your perfect model face, and where it's like smile and then raise your eyebrows and then stop smiling and that's it. And it's like, this is what you want me to look like? That's my model face. Smile, raise your eyebrows, and then stop smiling completely. No. Don't just close your mouth. Stop smiling. Raise your eyebrows. Now stop smiling. Now stop smiling. Like, close your mouth. Just normal. Just like, yeah. Smile, eyebrows, close the mouth. Yeah, that's your model face appearance. Like, he just looks stupid.
Oh, my God.
I also saw this TikTok of this lady, and she got an ice tray, like an ice cube tray, that's like the Chanel logo. Mm-hmm. And she filled it with like milk, like, and then froze it and put it in her iced coffee. And so it had an iced latte, but it looked so cute and like it looked so pretty.
Oh, that's so dope. Oh my God.
I don't know if that would be enough milk for me, but like that would be such a cute picture.
Yeah, I don't know if, yeah, that's dope. People are so creative, and I'm just so uncreative. Like, I'm not creative at all. I think I'm only truly creative when I have the, I think it's, what do you call it? Is it clay? I used to do it in elementary school a lot. Pottery?
Yeah, I used to do that when I was younger at, like, the YMCA. We would do it, like, for summer camp and stuff. It was so fun. I loved doing that.
Yeah. Okay, so I saw this TikTok. Was it last night or was it the night before? It was last night. Okay. And the girl was drunk, and she's a white girl, and she was singing a song by Mulatto, and it had, like, the N-word in it, right? She did not say any of the N-words. Mind you, she's drunk, but every other celebrity can't keep their mouth shut and not say it sober.
It's not hard. Like, there's a difference, but I mean, there's not a difference because I don't know what I was going to say there, but like, it's not hard to just not say one word.
Right. Well, no, I'm not going to agree because I'm not in your position.
You're not in my position. It's not my place to say the word, like, because it's offensive to other people, you know, like, even if it doesn't offend me, it offends you. I need to respect that.
Right. And only that, it's like, I tried to do it once. I was singing Girls on the Hood. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to say the N-word. I just want to see how it feels. Like, can't say that word. I would never try that again. So, full respect to you for not saying it. But, yeah. There's also this girl on TikTok. And I don't know who she is. But she acts like a teacher. She basically acts like if she was like, you know, like, we will be teachers when we get older. How Gen Z will be as teachers older.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
a white girl and has blonde hair.
Yep.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And also, sorry, I keep going on and on, but Black Mom TikTok is also really, really funny. And Chris, what did you say?
I said I'm not on that.
It's really funny, but Christmas TikTok is my favorite. I love Christmas TikTok.
Go ahead.
Okay. How do you feel about this? I really need to help with this one, but it's really long, so bear with me. I'm turning 30 in 2 weeks, and I still live at home with my parents, and we have a pool in our backyard. I planned on going swimming tonight, but my dad has two friends in the pool. Part of me feels uncomfortable being in the pool with them alone because I'm not sure if it's appropriate. Would you consider this inappropriate? I want to hear your opinion.
I don't think it's inappropriate. It's just awkward.
Yeah.
Like, imagine your dad swimming in the pool with you and your friends that are your age.
Yep.
Like, just your dad. Like, that would make me uncomfortable.
Very. And I don't. I would say it depends on the relationship with them, but you're also, like, 30, so it's not like you're a child anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, I also think that would be awkward. And here's the thing. It might not be awkward for you, but it could be awkward for your dad's friends. Like, it could make them uncomfortable. So, like, maybe just swim tomorrow night.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's definitely...
I mean, what kind of swimming is it? Is it going to be, like, Olympic-style swimming, like, competitive swimming or whatever? Or is it, or are you going to be, like, frolicking around like a mermaid? Like...
Right.
I think there's a difference.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, one of these must go.
Okay.
Cheese or potatoes, or give you cheesy potatoes, or give you death.
Death. You can't live without cheese and potatoes, or either or. I live off potatoes, so I eat them all the time. I also live off cheese. I have cheese like every day, so you might as well just kill me if those are my only options.
Yeah, I don't think I could live without those. Do you think "Lord Have Mercy" is a Southern saying?
Southern saying?
Yeah.
No. I don't think so. I feel like everyone says that. Do people think it's a Southern saying?
I think
it might have started in the South a long time ago, and now it's not as Southern, but, like, I don't consider it a Southern saying. Like, I consider y'all more of a Southern saying than Lord have mercy.
I agree, because, I don't know, I feel like it's more of an old people saying, like, you wouldn't catch us saying, "Lord, have mercy."
I wouldn't say it like that. I would say in a situation if someone was, like, really bothering you, it'd be like, "Lord, have mercy. Like, save me now, please."
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only time I would say it either.
Okay. Well, do you want to send the vibes for this week?
Okay. Last time. The other way. Okay, here we go.
Weird.
Okay, y'all, as we send y'all off, I just want to say, y'all better do the damn thing, and you guys better kill it. You guys, today it's Labor Day. I think they have sales, so go shop and spend all your money. Make sure you kill it. Cut off that toxic guy. And I feel it. You guys are going to kill it this week. Yeah, kill it this week, okay? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you did good. I agree with everything Amaya said. So thanks for listening to us ramble and talk, and this was probably the most random episode we've ever done, but thank you for tuning in and listening. If you want to listen more, then follow us on Instagram, and, you know, subscribe to the pod, and we will see you next Monday. Mwah! Bye.